It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we've got Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, with us here today. How you doing there, Josh?
And
we've got a live studio audience. We've got J.T. Alstead here.
I notice he's away from a microphone, so he can't hear us.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
The radio won't hear him laughing at us.
He's going to be doing a little internship with us this summer, so we'll be hearing J.T. on the air once in a while.
You've been warned.
Whether he likes it or not. But you can clap. If Josh says something you like, feel free to applaud. And that'll be it.
Okay. Yeah, usually. Sometimes when I talk, people weep. So. Yeah.
Or leave.
Or leave.
No, just kidding.
It's mostly the latter.
Just kidding. So how's it going there, Josh?
It's going all right. I had a busy weekend, as you had on the radio here, but it was a good turnout. I'd like to say about 200 people showed up.
Congratulations to your folks there on their 50th anniversary.
Yeah, they were blown away.
Right.
With how well it turned out. So
good.
And it was an exercise in patience that mom had to stay out of the planning. So
I suppose that was killing her.
Yep.
Leave it up to you. I'd be worried too.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways,
right. Well, let's salute a veteran.
Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Walter Raleigh Cowden. Walter was born on August 3rd, 1932, here in Madison. Passed away on July 26, 2018. He was a Madison area veteran. He entered active duty in the United States Air Force on June 24th, 1952, in Minneapolis. Honorably discharged 4 years later on June 23rd, 1956, at March Air Force Base in California. He was an organizational supply specialist with the 320th Field Maintenance Squadron. Spent 3 months and 3 days overseas. It didn't say where overseas, but it was during the Korean War era. So it was probably just a temporary duty that he did for... Anyways, he earned the National Defense Medal and the Good Conduct Medal. So we thank you, Walter, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. We appreciate our veterans.
And absolutely.
Especially this month, we appreciate it. It's Military Appreciation Month.
Yes.
That's your topic for the day.
Yeah, National Military Appreciation Month is celebrated every May and is a declaration that encourages U.S. citizens to observe the month in a symbol of unity. National Military Appreciation Month honors the current and former members of the U.S. Armed Forces, including those who have died in the pursuit of freedom. It's I'm sure this came about partly because of the Memorial Day observance this month as well. In recognition of May as Military Appreciation Month, the Lacaparral County Veteran Service Office proudly joins the nation in honoring the service, sacrifice, and commitment of our military personnel, veterans, and their families. Established by Congress in 1999, that was a good year. I graduated high school that year. Somebody in this room wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, me.
National Military Appreciation Month is a time to reflect on the courage and dedication of those who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces. This month includes several military-related observances, including Loyalty Day, which was May 1st, VE Day, or Victory in Europe Day, May 8th, Military Spouse Appreciation Day, the Friday before Mother's Day, Armed Forces Day, the third Saturday in May, and Memorial Day, which is the last Monday in May. We owe a great debt to those who wear the uniform and to the families who stand behind them. This month is a reminder of their immense contributions to our freedom. Community members are encouraged to participate by attending events, sharing stories, flying flags, donating, volunteering, etc. More information about our Military Appreciation Month initiatives or programs and services available to Minnesota veterans, please visit with me at my office or go to minnesotaveteran.org. Some of the services that my office has to offer. assistance with disability compensation or pension claims, locating, obtaining military service records, enrollment in VA health care, dental optical benefits for lower income veterans, special needs or subsistence assistance, death benefits assistance, overall veteran advocacy, transportation to or from VA appointments, burial flags and memorials, the Wall of Patriots, which is still temporarily down at the moment, U.S. flag disposal, medals and ribbons requests, assistance with correction of military records, Champ VA and VA dental insurance programs. Vets Info on the Air, Mondays at 9:15 on 92.1 KLQP FM.
Yeah, that'll be right now.
That's right now. And weekly news articles. Learn about what might be available to veterans or military former service members. Might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
Oh, wait a minute. I happen to have that number right here, as if you don't have it memorized already.
I've been saying it weekly for 16 years.
So hey, what is it? What do you think it is, sir?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, MinnesotaVeteran.org.
I think you got that down.
And, of course, you can contact our office. We are open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level, nice and green down there.
Nice and green. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will be closed on Thursday. I'm still part of the executive board for the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, and we are having a board meeting up in St. Cloud on Thursday, so I will be out of the office all day that day.
Okay. I suppose you had a lot of people, you know, kind of driving by your door there, paying their taxes last week, huh?
Yes.
A nonstop train of cars.
Yeah, but I was out of the office more than in the office last week, but I did pop in for a little bit on Wednesday and I ended up staying longer than I needed because people kept showing up. So,
all right.
That was all right.
That's why you're there, right?
Like visiting with people, so.
That's right. It's your job.
It's kind of why I'm here.
All right. Well, appreciate it, Josh. We will see you again for another program next week.
Sounds good. And one of these, and maybe during the summer we could have JT take your spot.
Yeah, we could do that. Yep. We'll let him do the interview.
You've been warned.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Bettega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.